everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode
109.
Yes, 109 weeks.
Look
must bring
that.
You the
2 weeks in a row of listening, you, looking at my face, which
right,
is unpleasant for
nailing
everyone.
Nailing it. Yeah.
I think he's brilliant.
So I'm Paul Mestermaker. We have Adam DePew here in the studio since Laura is off in
Worldwide
La
Partner
La
Conference.
Land. And yeah, in
LA.
Something like that.
Yeah.
We have Adam, and we're going to talk to you guys about all the great stories that we have coming out of Microsoft Land. But first, let's check out the comments from Ping episode 108 from last week. Herb said that apparently I had misread where he was from. I said that he lives in Ireland when, in fact, apparently he lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. So,
Scottsdale,
sorry,
Arizona,
sorry.
Or Scotland.
Yeah, I think it's just Scottsdale. That's probably right.
Yeah, and if it's wrong, just correct us again.
That's
we'll
right. So I'm sorry for misreading that comment.
a third time.
VD Rackus says, hilarious and informative as always. So
yay, us.
Good job, us. Noxon said, wow, Laura looks like a real marksman compared to Adam's failed attempts to
pretty
hit the camera.
Pretty much my throwing of the nine guys was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Now, Adam,
but this week I practiced, and yep, I had a 100% hit rate on the camera. Granted, I only tried once.
Yes. So,
but it was still 100%.
And he was
we'll
about
see,
that far away.
Yeah, but we'll see how it pans out.
Now,
in
if we
just
had
the
a
short few
if
minutes.
We had a medicine ball throwing contest, Adam would probably win that one.
I'd also be poor because that camera would be busted.
Yes, it would. Final comment I'd like to throw back to is Murrigan 15 said, "Great show, guys. Funny and informative. I almost didn't miss Laura."
So, almost.
Almost. So
Laura, when you watch this, that means he did miss you.
Yeah. So our goal this episode is that you completely miss... Wait, no. You completely don't miss Laura. Yes.
Wait. Completely don't... That means you completely...
Are into the boys without boys.
I'm so confused. All these quadruple negatives are just getting me.
Yes.
You sounded like Dirty Harry just then.
So how about we not start the show right about now?
And we're off.
Okay. All right, a few weeks ago we talked to you guys about whether or not you guys wanted more Microsoft stores. And
what was the consensus?
I was always just 100% into getting Microsoft stores, and Laura was just like, I don't know if they're useful.
I want them to be like Starbucks, so I can stand at one, throw a rock, hit the next one, walk there, get another Kinect, walk to the next, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And
or Walgreens in Arizona.
That would be perfect. So today there are only, what, like 11 or 12... Microsoft only has 11 stores right now, five of which are in Southern California. So if you're in Southern California, that's great. I think there's also one in Scottsdale, Arizona,
Chicago
where Herb is. And there's one in Bellevue.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty close to here.
That is really close
to
here.
We should go there right after this.
I live three blocks from there. I still haven't been to it.
That's depressing.
It is. It's quite depressing. And they're opening one in downtown Seattle.
Well, kind of. The U District.
Okay, U District. Very nice. But there's going to be 75... more stores that are opening up across the U.S.
in the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
exciting.
That is. And Kevin Turner announced this last week at the Worldwide Partner Conference, and everyone was like, you know, this is fantastic. So it's really nice to see that we are committed to bringing a phenomenal retail experience to make sure that everyone understands all the great stuff we have out there, the Kinect, the Windows Phone, PCs, and this will really give you like
the Windows Phone. Don't forget the phone. Did you say phone?
I think it was number two in there. I'm sure we could do a replay.
I get confused with more than three things, so I just
I think
start
I ended
now.
At three things.
Okay.
So the Windows Phone, the Windows Phone, the Windows Phone, the Windows Phone.
I thought there was four. I can't even count today.
I think it gets confused at more than one thing, or more than none things is probably what
just
confuses
confused
Adam
all the time.
So
I'm focusing so much on throwing nine guys, I can't even concentrate right now.
He's just waiting for the end of the episode.
Screw it up.
So it was cool that this was announced at the Worldwide Partner Conference. They also said that Microsoft is looking into extending its presence beyond the U.S. So there may be some international stores out
there. That's
exciting. I wonder if that means like Vancouver, Canada, since that is very much...
Or does it mean like there's a fruit company store that opened in China recently?
Right. Yeah, maybe we need one outside of our Shanghai offices. That would be interesting. So anyway, let us know how you feel about influencing us so much, because all of your comments a few episodes ago made Kevin Turner change his mind.
Yeah. I guess. As everybody knows, I bought myself a Kinect last year for Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas present to myself.
That's because everyone else got him a lump of coal.
Yeah, well, supplement that with Xbox
that's
and
right.
Kinect, and then I can I guess, play a game of myself shoveling the coal out of my apartment.
after you go run from the cops in your track game, you can then go shovel some coal.
Have you tried Kinect yet?
Yes, I recently did get a Kinect, and I've been waving at the screen, and I've been like playing with the Kinect hub and all that good stuff.
Do you have your avatar? Will he follow you around and dance?
I haven't done anything cool with it yet. I have been playing a lot of Halo, though, because I made some friends last time I was down in Texas, and now we all play Halo Reach online.
We
play SWAT.
But what would be even better is the old Halo.
Yes, the vintage
original.
Halo.
And that's what we have coming out.
Yes.
What is it? It's Halo Combat.
Halo Combat Evolved, and it's like an HD remake of that. We talked about it a few weeks ago.
Yep.
That it's coming out for the 10th anniversary of Halo.
And there's some official announcements now about the Kinect supplementing the gameplay. Not replacing the gameplay with all Kinect interactions, but supplementing it. We don't know exactly what that means.
Yeah, there are a lot of people trying to hypothesize about like how could a Kinect really add to the experience.
Wouldn't
of Halo?
It be great if we were just like?
No, that would be actually probably the worst thing ever. If you like tried like sharp shooting somebody in with like
you'd
a
have
Kinect,
to improve your aim.
Well, and you'd actually have to like have arms that don't get tired. Like I couldn't imagine going like this with my
you'd
sniper
have to
rifle.
Work out, folks.
Yeah, that's not what I'm into. So some people were like a lot of the hardcore gamers that have loved Halo for the last 10 years were actually surprised.
Starting to get upset. They were starting to get upset. They worried.
Yeah, they're like,
understandably.
It's
though.
Like I want the HD remake of this, and I don't want to have to use a Kinect. And then
to stand up off the couch.
Right. And then 343 Studios, which is the Microsoft game studios that are now taking over future development of Halo. Now that Bungie is signed a 10-year exclusive deal with Activision, they're saying like, don't worry, you're still gonna have the hardcore gamer experience. You don't need a Kinect to play Halo Combat Evolved, but there will be additional enhancements. So whether it's like, I don't know if there's gonna be like additional gameplay.
I don't know.
Or
Forza has some of the stuff when you drive and you like, as your head moves a little bit, it gives you different views, and some of it you don't even really notice.
Yeah,
but it's just a better gameplay.
Right.
So
and I imagine
it's really, let's see how it pans out.
I don't know if there's gonna be like voice commands where you can be like, you know, Kinect, teabag, and then your guy just kind of like, you know, kneels a bunch of times. So I don't know, that's generally what I do, and I'm just like constantly just like left clicking. You guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Halo Combat Evolved, it's going to use Kinect, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I think it's coming out sometime this fall.
And then if you want to play, you can play with Paul.
Yeah, DJ Cod, look me up. As many of you longtime Niners have followed us, we've talked about the retirement and the untimely death of all sorts of Microsoft products, ranging from IE6 to Microsoft Money. And then there's the guy that just keeps on living forever.
It's the like Energizer Bunny.
The Energizer Bunny or the XP Bunny. Windows XP still has hundreds and hundreds of millions of people using it out there. And Microsoft does not want to follow the same path that we've taken with IE6, where it's hard to get people to upgrade in a very short amount of time. So they're constantly letting us know, like, the end of life for XP is coming. And there's
1,000 days.
1,000 days left.
When we get to 1,000 episodes, we should have a huge party.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how many outtakes we would have by then? That would be fantastic.
We'd have a year's worth of outtakes.
There are actually some Niners that, from the very beginning, started renaming the episodes with three-digit characters. So it'd be like ping 010.
Let's go back to XP.
Yeah, but now, like, if we did make it to 1,000 episodes, like, they'd have to like rename all of those files. How annoying would that be?
Hey, that makes sense. It does.
There's 1,000 days left for support for Windows XP. After this, it means like there's gonna be no more security updates, no more hot fixes,
no more service packs.
Yeah, no, none of that stuff.
Support, all that stuff. So start counting down 1,000 days.
Yeah, every day I'm gonna text Adam, be like, how many days are left for XP, and he's just gonna text me back.
I've changed my phone number already.
One interesting thing is that Gartner has done some studies on this, and they have they're estimating that if companies don't start upgrading to Windows 7 by the start of 2012, they are likely going to not be ready, and XP will still be...
They're going to be still running XP post 1,000 days.
Yeah. So,
which is, so they're encouraging people to at least start the process of upgrading to Windows
right.
7
like
now.
Or to assess the risk for their organizations. Like, you know, Microsoft obviously wants you to be on Windows 7. We feel it's a superior product. We have great CPE scores for our customers and business partners that absolutely love Windows 7. And it's very much superior to Windows XP. Now, one of the challenges that we have is that Windows XP required a different set of hardware yep. specifications to Windows 7. So, so we've actually learned from that, and with the upgrade from Vista to Windows 7, it didn't require new hardware specs, and we just also announced that Windows 8...
Straight to Windows 8.
Yeah, so. Windows 8 will run on the same hardware specs that Windows 7 runs
so
on.
So it's good that if you got a Windows 7 PC today... It can just run Windows 8 in the future, which is awesome.
Yeah. So any
and the article makes a point about tablet PCs a little bit different.
Sure,
I wouldn't lump all that together, but the in general, like Windows
unless
7.
You get a really sweet laptop tablet like I have, so that you can touch it and you can play with it and put your hands all over it.
And the biggest thing it said about tablets was that the tablet the technology that is in tablet PCs is. Will probably evolve by the time Windows 8 comes out.
Sure, so, yeah, you can imagine like the different touchscreen technologies that have been on the phones for the last 10 years, where you required styluses, and then they had like styluses.
What's the plural of stylus?
Yeah, I think it's styluses.
No, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, and
nine guys.
Yeah, nine. It's kind of like mouse. Do you have two mice?
Yes.
No, I think it's mouse devices. I think that's how you make that plural. You just avoid it entirely. So Microsoft has learned from some of the challenges that we had having a much stronger minimum requirement for hardware, and we've now had Vista, Windows 7, and the future of Windows 8 all able to run on the same hardware specs.
Which is great.
Fantastic. Excellent.
Perfect.
Phenomenal. Next. Another announcement that came out last week at the Worldwide Partner Conference.
Where Laura was.
There was, in addition to Kevin Turner talking about the 75 stores coming to the U.S., we have a corporate vice president, Steve Guggenheimer, who had unveiled some new Windows Phone Mango devices.
Windows Phone 7 Mango, or is it Windows Phone Mango?
I think the 7
either way, it's
is
next
being,
generation Windows
I think
phone,
the 7 is being dropped from a lot of this stuff. So it's not like I don't have a Windows Phone 7 phone. It's like I have a Windows phone.
Got it.
It just makes it a lot easier to say.
I understand.
So Windows Phone, codename Mango, which is the release that is available to developers right now and coming out later this fall for all the devices. It has 500-plus bug fixes in there.
500-plus new features.
New features.
I'm sure there's even more bug fixes.
I bet. All sorts of good stuff ranging from like subtle things like different colors in your text messaging conversations to improved
multitasking.
All sorts of good stuff. And
it's faster.
Faster. And there are new devices that are already starting to be
three
loaded.
New OEMs.
Yes. So
which
the OEM partners are Acer, Fujitsu, and ZTE. I've never heard of ZTE.
So the devices I haven't. The devices they showed were mainly from those three, plus one from Samsung.
Yep.
Which looked a lot like the Galaxy 2S. Isn't that what it, the Galaxy?
Yeah,
2S.
Samsung Galaxy S2. In looking at this picture, Microsoft has claimed like these are only prototype devices and they're not necessarily reflective of what's going to be released. But in the picture that you can see from this,
it clearly looks like a Samsung.
Looks very clear.
Yeah, the same device.
But it doesn't look like there's like a back button or a search button on it. So
interesting.
I think that's quite interesting.
The more exciting thing to me is that the Galaxy S2, isn't that what it is? It's a dual core. It's a dual core chip. Which would be the first Windows phone with dual-core chip, which is kind of exciting. I don't know if that's going to be the same when it comes out, but we'll see. I'm just curious about how, like, if it speeds up a lot, like, how it takes advantage of that.
Right, so. And there's also other things like a front-facing camera on it. So
the rumors in the article about Skype integration with the equivalent of, like, Face Chat or FaceTime.
Face Chat.
I don't remember the names.
Yeah, we'll call it Skype video conferencing.
That works.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what these devices really will be.
Yeah.
And whether or not they're actually coming out with a pink waterproof one.
which would be exciting. So then I can text and play Plants vs. Zombies when I'm scuba diving.
Yes, how fantastic. You just need Wi-Fi coverage down there.
I don't think I need, not for Plants vs. Zombies, I'll just play.
I figure this would be good so that you can just drop your phone in the toilet and then you can just pull it out and it'll be perfectly fine.
You need to stop reaching in the toilet.
Yeah, probably be a good thing. So anyway, let us know
your
what you guys
might be happy about. That.
Yeah, probably good. She'd probably be happy if I just get a pink phone and like all the ladies would be like, oh, okay, yeah, we don't need to talk to this guy. So anyway, all sorts of great rumors out there about these devices. Let us know what you think. What do you think is going to be happening this fall and over the next year or two with all these different things that we just showed in the Worldwide Partner Conference.
Awesome.
All right, guys, that is it. That's all we have for episode 109. Thanks to Adam for being here in the studio. But now it is the moment of truth. We'll see if Adam can go shot for shot.
Are we having a competition?
And we'll see who can hit the camera more. So follow me at Paul Nest and follow Adam's doppelganger Laura Foy at L Foy. And we'll see you guys later. Boom. Got it. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.